Underdog currently has Deonta Foreman pegged at 69.5 rushing yards. 6'9", period, 5. They are playing against the Houston Texans. They are playing for the number one seed. They are 10-point favorites. And if you think they're going to let Ryan Tannehill throw the ball more than 7 times in this game, you're dumber than I once thought that you thought that I thought that you thought you were. Okay? Deonta Foreman, absolute fucking lock of the McGainum, over 69.5 rushing yards against Houston on this beautiful Sunday. Just tomorrow. We've got some games today. Got some games today on this beautiful Saturday. Okay? So go hit up Underdog Fantasy, underdogfantasy.com. The link to download the app will be the first link in the description. I lied. I think it's like the third link in the description, but the point remains. You're going to download it, and no matter what you deposit for the first time, when you use the promo code BDGE, BDGE, they're going to give you a 100% deposit match. Underdogfantasy.com. I love you. Let's get this bread. It's Saturday. It's week 18. I can't believe I'm doing this content, and I'm going to be completely fucking honest with you guys. I haven't been tapped in to everything going on with football and fantasy this week because all of my leagues have wrapped up, so I haven't been paying extremely close attention. The rankings are up on the site, but I'm going to try to help y'all, whoever still have championship games going on, the best that I can. So I'm going to try to give you some useful pointers that don't come from my mouth that you guys can, you know, take the ingredients of and make a good margarita for yourself. So the first thing is this Roto Grinders weather report that they put out every week on their website, which I will also link down below. It's in the description already. So you can go right to the website and go check this out for yourself. This is good for if you're betting player props, if you're betting over-unders on the games themselves. Shout out to New York who just went live with sports gambling today. So you know we're throwing down. So in terms of weather impacting games, typically the green and the yellow are not huge. It's almost like yellow is not ideal, but won't impact games statistically. Once it hits the orange sector of the game, Cincinnati at Cleveland, 20-mile-per-hour sustained winds with stronger gusts in the 30-mile-per-hour range. It's going to be a problem. New York Buffalo, 15-to-20-mile-per-hour sustained winds with stronger gusts, longer passes and kicks could be impacted. So take this with however many pieces of grains of salt that you would like to do so. How are we doing in thy chats? Couldn't agree more, Dylan. Couldn't agree more with Dylan Moore. Who's playing? Who's not? Who will see limited snaps? Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't. You throw week 18 in itself is already, or week 17 typically is already fucking incredibly difficult to project. And now you throw the COVID IR stuff on top of it, man. Man, it's like making fucking lasagna and throwing mayonnaise on top. I'm out. Don't put that shit near my mouth. How's it week 18? How? I feel like we're just getting started. This sucks. Well, listen. The good part about the way the fantasy industry works nowadays is even when the season's over, it's not really over because we've got Dynasty, right? If you're in our Discord, we're starting up Dynasty Leagues for you guys all the time. So you got trades going on, you got rookie drafts to prep for, and Underdog already has best ball open. We're going to be doing weekly best ball drafts throughout the offseason, probably starting as soon as next week or the week after that for the 2022 draft. So you're going to be drafting for 2022 already. You could do dynasty drafts, rookie drafts. We got everything pumping, man. Doesn't actually need to be NFL season for it to be season. Brady or Taysom Hill starting out with the hot hitting questions. Brady at home versus Carolina. Taysom Hill at Atlanta. So I have Brady as my quarterback 6. I have Taysom Hill as my quarterback 7. So sort of like a coin flip. I will say I kind of feel like Taysom Hill might have a little bit more upside because this is his last game to really show that he's got anything. You know, like this could be his last start as a quarterback in the NFL for real. And Atlanta's defense is just cheeks. Brady will now be without Antonio Brown again. So obviously he's already without Godwin. They have some pretty good backups though there, Sile Grayson and Tyler Johnson and whatnot. So he could probably make it happen. Carolina's defense is good. We all know that. So, I mean, I have Brady higher in the rankings, but I'm not really going to, you know, I'm a lot of people that are probably in week 18 championships are playing in week 18 because they did double round championships. So sometimes leagues will have it. So it's 2 weeks per playoff matchup. So you play your opponent 2 weeks in a row, and whoever has the most points at the end of the 2 weeks will move on or become the champion. If that's the case, then you might be looking for more upside, and that's maybe where I pull the trigger on Taysom Hill over Brady. Though Brady might be trying to cement his MVP case this week, right? And they're without their running game. They don't have Fournette. They don't have Rojo. They have Keyshawn Vaughn. So it could be a high dosage of the pass game. I'm just laying out the big facts for you. I'm going to let you decide, though. Damn, what time did this start? Literally like 40 seconds before you came in here. Start one, half PPR, Antonio Gibson, A.J. Dillon, Deonta Foreman. I really, really, really like Deonta Foreman. Do we have an update on Antonio Gibson? Is he like straight good to go? I know he was activated from the reserve COVID list, but he didn't practice at all last week. And he's battling a bunch of injuries. So I'm not sure he's ready to go. And then A.J. Dillon, I mean, you like A.J. Dillon because it's the cold weather, playing against Detroit. It's a really good game script. I just like Deonta Foreman, man. I love the volume that we've seen the last month or so. And Houston just allows an unbelievable amount of fantasy points to the running backs. Kenny Gainwell this week. Yeah, I'm a fan. Philadelphia is probably not going to play most of their starters, which will give Gainwell a lot of run. But Boston Scott and Jordan Howard are both on the COVID list. I don't know if they were activated yet or if they weren't activated or they've already been ruled out. Like, I just can't get, like, real updates on anything. Just people on Twitter, Is Boston Scott playing tonight? They're all questionable. So, like, we don't have any updates on that. If those two are out, then, yeah, Kane Gainwell might get 20 touches, and we love that shit. Vaughn, Michael Carter, Ramondre Stevenson. Hard to go away from Vaughn, knowing that he'll probably be like the RB1 there. But I really like Stevenson, man. I think the Patriots give Damian a little bit of rest with that hamstring. I feel like this is going to be a really solid game for Ramondre. So I think I actually might roll with Ramondre there over Keyshawn Vaughn. That shit is blurry, Nick, just an FYI. Dude, I don't know what the fuck the problem is with StreamYard, man. Can't get a goddamn software that works in the live stream industry. I used Ecamm Live for a while, and they're great. They can do like 4K streaming, but the way they put the comments on the screen is so terrible. It's like you click a comment, and then it like fucking goes from flaccid to erect real quick. Like Zendaya just walked in the room is what happens to these comments, but they go like off the screen. What am I supposed to do with that? I have to like resize it every time. It's not like it doesn't like clip to the screen. And StreamYard, what I'm using now, is great, but they only go up to 1080p. And half the time I use 1080p, it just goes into fucking 10p. It's ridiculous. Facts. Knox or Schultz? Does Schultz even play? I really don't even know. I don't even know what Dalton Schultz's status is. Oh, it's because you're talking about just like the Cowboys in general resting the start. Yeah, I mean, that's a great fucking question. I don't know. Buffalo playing against the Jets, big favorites. It's going to be a shitty weather game. I really don't know what to tell you. I'm kind of at a loss for words for that one. I guess I would go with Schultz because Cowboys are like still technically playing for something. The problem is we don't know if they're actually motivated to play for the thing that they're playing for. You know, like Philly and Dallas are both in the playoffs, but neither of them are playing for a bye. Dallas is playing for another seed, but like, does it really matter moving up one spot to two spots? You don't know who your opponent is regardless. So it's like, I don't know. Should I sit Jamar Chase? I don't think they'll play him much. Yeah, he's pretty far down in my rank. I think he's like wide receiver 30. So he's not like auto sit, but there's a good chance he doesn't play much. So I would probably lean towards sitting him if you could. Harris or Stevenson or both and bench Mike Williams. Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who are the Chargers playing this week? Man, when I told you I came in here unprepared, I feel fucking ridiculous. I don't know, bro. Call me fucking crazy, but I might go Ramondre and Mike Williams there. I got a weird feeling about Damian Harris this week. Kmet or Henry is Pitts if Pitts doesn't play. I'd go Henry there. Just saw Gardner Minshew over Tuna. Yeah, I saw that too, man. That would suggest that Minshew's going to play like at least three quarters in this game. And I feel like that's probably about right. So, I mean, if it's between those two, I'd probably go Minshew, but I would probably look for another option. If you can get a normal streaming option as opposed to someone who's going to play a half of a game, that would probably be the ideal setup there, sir. You know what? You know what's like the dumbest fucking thing in the world on football Twitter? It's amazing how people argue. They're like, oh, if you sit your starters in week 17 or week 18, the last week of the season, they're going to be rusty for the next game. However, anytime someone has a bye in the regular season, right, just a random like week 10 bye, everyone always pushes the narrative that they're going to be so ready for the week after that. It's like, oh, they had 2 weeks to prepare for this opponent. Like, how come when it comes to the last week of the regular season going into the playoffs, they're going to be rusty, but anytime it's a bye in the middle of the week, we think the team's going to be super prepared and ready to go because they had so much time to game plan for it. It makes no fucking sense. You can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Choose one or the other. Neither of them are right because no one knows what the fuck they're talking about ever, but Holmes over under 265 passing yards. I don't know, dude. Sitters start Devontae Adams over Jacoby Myers. Devontae Adams is dangerously close to just completely unplayable this week. Listen, if they're going to sit their starters, he is one of the guys they're going to sit. I'm going to the Buffalo Bills game tomorrow. About to freeze my arse. Did you make it to any games this year? Look to attend a playoff game. Only 4-hour drive. I actually did not make it to a single game this year. Actually, we were planning on going to the Jets game. I think that might have been last week, though, unfortunately. Actually, that might have been this week. Are they playing? No, the Giants are home this week, right? The Jets can't be home. Yeah, they're not. Fuck. I think we were planning on actually going to the Jets. I don't go to Giants games because I fucking hate snacks and all of the Giants friends and family and shit. Yeah, I think we were actually going to try to go to the Bucs game last week, but we just didn't do that. I had tickets for the first game of the year, the Giants versus the Broncos. And then I got COVID like 3 days before it, so I didn't end up being able to go. And I was still pretty fucked up from COVID when the Falcons came to town in week 3, so I didn't go to that game either. So I plan on going to, but I didn't. Looking to attend a playoff. Oh, you want me to come up to fucking Buffalo? I mean, if you got ticks. You got ticks for me and the boys. What's up, bench? Correct. Hit the like button, you fucks. I'm out here in week 18 grinding. Grinding absolutely nothing. You big on Amon-Ra St. Brown against Packers tough? But yeah, I mean, how can you not be at this point? You got Trey Lance at 10. You think he plays over Jimmy? I mean, listen, if Jimmy's healthy, like, I'm taking Trey Lance out of lineup. It's very black or white. It doesn't need to be an opinion. Like, if they activate Jimmy, he's playing. If not, not. Do you know? I got one extra ticket. Sorry, Michael. I'm not looking for a date. Pick two, full PPR, down by 40 because of two-week championship. Amon-Ra, Nick Chubb, Devin Singletary. Ooh. That is tough. So we have Case Keenum with the Bengals, who are probably resting a lot of players. We have Amon-Ra against the Packers. We have, who is it? Nick Chubb, Devin Singletary. Man, hard to sit Singletary at this point either. Big favorites, really good matchup. I think you have to play Singletary based on what we've seen the last couple. You're killing me with this question, dude. I feel like these three players have to be right next to each other in my PPR rankings. As crazy as this sounds, I guess I would maybe sit Nick Chubb because it's full PPR. Hill or Murray? Quarterbacks, I'm assuming you're saying? Taysom Hill and Kyler Murray. I have Kyler Murray all the way up at 2, so Kyler would be my play. My league is high scoring for defense. Titans on the road against Houston or Cleveland on the road against Cincy with starters most likely out. I would go Cleveland here. When is the new series starting, Big Dog? Likely middle of March. For any of you guys out there that have not already heard, I started a second YouTube channel, and that actually is the first link in the description. I've said that for about 5 things, but I believe that's actually the first one. Starting a new YouTube channel where it is all about the content creation game. It's the if I had a one-line pitch, it is empowering people that are passionate about a topic or idea with the knowledge about hardware, software, and mindset in order to take that passion and turn it into a full-time gig in the content creation space. So go subscribe to that channel if you happen to give a fuck. Looking forward to your new channel. After creating my first vid last week, it's so much harder to do good content than it looks, especially when it's by yourself, at least when you first start. Yeah, there's a lot of different types of content you could do. Doing solo content for me was always like how I was most comfortable. I always think I present myself best when I'm by myself, especially when it comes to prepared types of content. Because if you're doing something that's so number driven and analytically focused, like fantasy football tends to be, you do your own research and your preparation, and it doesn't bode well with other people. If you're going down a route where it's more of like going off of a riff or more like entertainment style, of course, being able to work with other people is probably your best bet, but it's very, very much driven by like the type of content you're actually putting out. So it depends on what you're comfortable with. Like for me, solo has always been my bread and butter, you know? Hurts or Carr? I like Carr's must win. Yeah, I don't think you could play Jalen Hurts right now if you have anything within like a top 15-ish option. Bills Mafia is worth the drive. Yeah, I know. Can I expect anything out of Dak tonight, or should I reluctantly start Matty Ice? I think you got to go Matty Ice. I have no idea what they're going to be doing in Dallas. I think Dak Prescott's over-under for passing yardage in this game on Underdog right now is at like 150. So they expect him to play a half. Philadelphia's pass defense honestly isn't bad either, so I don't love that. Any aspect of it. When is DraftKings coming to New York? It's live now. It went live today, 9 a.m. DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesars, and some other fucking bullshit sportsbook. There's 4 sportsbooks that went live 9 a.m. this morning. I signed up. If you sign up on Caesars, and I should have fucking reached out to these companies to get some promo codes or whatever. But if you sign up on Caesars and you use the code, like download Caesars Sportsbook app. I know none of y'all fucking have that. and use the code NEWSHARP, N-E-W sharp, they'll give you a $300 free bet. And I accidentally put it all on Dallas tonight, -4. I didn't mean to do it. I was just like testing out how to bet and seeing where like the free bet came into play and if it would allow me to use it. And then I clicked it and it just fucking ran it. So I have $300. Well, it's free bet money on Dallas -4, but DraftKings is live in New York right now. I'm trying to get in your viewers this year. When do you normally offer that up? I'm not sure. Oh, in my viewers league. The only viewer league I do is the New York City draft weekend where people fly out here and we stay in the Airbnb together. I don't know if there's going to be any spots open in that league. We don't have too much turnover. We usually have like 8 guys come back for the league. So maybe there's 2 or 3 spots open, but I won't know that until probably like July. Hurts, Prescott, Huntley, or Taysom Hill? Taysom Hill. Huntley won't be too far behind. I want to say I have Huntley at... Oh, I didn't even update him for that. Fuck. Fook. Huntley's at like QB 10. Taysom Hill's at 7. And there's no way I'm playing guys who are projected to play a half. Dak over-under on underdog is, 212. So they fucking raised it up. I'm telling you, it was 150 like 20 minutes ago. Is there a new report that came out? Let me see. Dak Prescott under 199.5 passing yards. Someone just put. So I think they're just kind of fucking guessing at this point, to be honest. It's going to move pretty fucking quickly. That feels like a good line to hit the under on, though, to be honest. Dak. Dak's 199.5 on underdog. Is that what you said? Yeah, it's not 212.5. It's 199.5. Gardner's at 209.5. Kenny Gainwell, 67.5 rushing plus receiving, feels like a fucking lock right now. Won my money league at 11-3. Watch your content throughout. Thanks, Big Dog, and shout out Cup and Debo. Fuck yeah. Chocolate milk or strawberry milk? Honestly, they both have their time. I don't think I've had strawberry milk in like 20 years. The problem with... Actually, it's not really a problem. The only time you get strawberry milk is like if you're just getting Nesquik. You know, like Hershey's strawberry milk. And I like never... I'm not about to be like, oh, I'm going to CVS. Like as a grown-ass man, I'm not about to walk into CVS and purchase this fucking Hershey's strawberry milk. You know, it's not in me. So I will say this. I'm not proactive about either of these types of milk. Big almond milk guy. However, if they're both actually, if they're both sitting there, I might smash the strawberry button right quick. Jacoby Myers, Javonte Williams, or Kyle Pitts in full PPR. Interesting. Jacoby. I kind of like Jacoby. The Denver running game is just broken under Drew Lock, so I don't love that. And the Chiefs are playing for the one seed, and their defense has been good. So much as it pains me, I'm probably going to sit Javonte for sure. Kyle Pitts, do we have an update on Pitts? Is he like completely off the injury report? It really felt like he was like kind of seriously injured last week. Returns to limited practice on Thursday. I feel like, you know what, the whole like incentive Twitter is like ridiculous, but I do think they might. Kyle Pitts is questionable for week 18 against the Saints. Pitts would likely have been ruled out for only 59 receiving yards, shy of Mike Ditka's single season record for rookie tight end. It's hard to expect much from Pitts. I think they probably do force feed him a little bit. Patriots versus Dolphins is all right. That's kind of ugly, dude. I guess I roll Pitts there. Nick, looking forward to your team being better and fade the Fetal so that you can talk about our league more, especially my unstoppable team. Yeah, me too. I'm actually looking forward to that league. I got three firsts, plus I like a lot of the rebuilding pieces I took later on in the draft. I want productive struggle off the rip, and I ended up grabbing guys like Debo in the 8th and like Kadarius Toney in the 13th and shit like that. So, and then the three firsts should be sexy. Hey, could you please tell me why I'm still watching you this late in this game, Nick? Because I'm sexy. Why do people stare into the sun? Because sunlight is very good for your skin and your cells. Did you win any of your leagues? I'm 2-for-3 right now. Three of my leagues we play are... I'm only in 2 redraft leagues, and I didn't win either of them, no. Streams during playoffs? Probably not. My football content usually begins and ends with fantasy stuff. Ayuk or Damian Harris, flex standard. I'll go Damian Harris there. Sosa. Pick 2, full PPR between Zeke, P. Ryan, Vaughn, and Damian Harris. Oh, Lord. I'm going to get P. Ryan in there for sure. He's going to get a huge workload with mixing out. I want to go Zeke there, but I almost feel like he's not going to get that big of a workload. They might just let him, even though, what's his name, Tony Pollard is out. I think the starters only play a half, if that. So I'm probably going to sit Zeke. I'm going to play P. Ryan, and you have Keyshawn Vaughn and Damian Harris. I think I roll Vaughn there over Damian Harris in a full PPR. He should get a lot of dump offs from Brady. Gainwell or Swift this week? Assuming Scott and Howard are out, Gainwell, I just don't see how you can trust Swift at all after last week. Chicken wings, bone in or bone out? Also, favorite sauce to be tossed in garlic parm. I'm not a garlic parm guy. This shit is just too stanky, man. Chicken wings, bone in or out? I think there's a time and place for both. I like both a lot. I like boneless wings a lot. I really fucking do. I really like boneless wings. But I like bone-in too. You won't box me into that corny-ass cliche the argument of like bone-out wings or just chicken nuggets. I won't answer it. I love both of them. Favorite sauce? I love me a honey barbecue. I like a sweet chili. Like a sweet Thai chili sauce is fire. I'm not really good with hot sauce, so I can't say, you know, the levels of hot sauce are endearing to me. I have a big sweet tooth. Nick, who is your number one kicker? Honestly, me. Did you watch the Fade the Public Combine? Does it hurt to have to do week 18 ranking? Yeah, like there's nothing I wanted to do less. There's so many things I wanted to focus on this week, but having week 18 hanging over my head was not good for my health. All righty, I'm out. See you, Nicholas. Goodbye, Koenig. When can we see the new headquarters? When we lock it up, which we haven't yet. I'm concerned about COVID in New York right now. The percentage positive test rate is at like 20%, which is by far and away the highest it's ever been, and it's been like that for a while now. So I'm not really sure what I can expect in terms of any sort of closures or lockdowns. And I mean, half the people that are going to be working in the office are going to be coming in from New Jersey. So I don't know if there's going to be some sort of like intrastate problems that we have, or like problems if it's a privately owned office, like if that's going to lead to some issues. So I'm not signing anything lease wise until I have a better idea of what's going to be happening with COVID. Eno B, is Connor going to play? That's a good question. I don't expect Connor to play, so I would fire the fuck up at Eno Benjamin. But let me see if we have any updated news on that. Questionable. Yeah, still questionable. I would probably lean towards him not playing. If he's hurt, there's no reason for them to play him this week when they have another good running back like Eno, so... Pick 1, Ayuk, Zay Jones, Sal Grayson, or Gabe Davis, full PPR. So we don't have anything on Darren Waller. There's literally just no information about fucking anybody. We don't know if 90% of the fucking NFL players are playing this week. This sucks. I'm never doing week 18 content again. Not a fucking chance in hell. All of my rankings are up right now on bdge.store/community, just BT dubs. Oh, I forgot I have to answer this question. I'll probably go Gabe Davis here. I would go Taysom Hill. And then Waller if he plays, of course. You try them Taco Bell. We'll just stop right there. No, I did not try the Taco Bell, whatever. Dak or Hill at quarterback? Hill. Dak's only projected to play one half. Was Animal being 100 about grinding Minecraft for money? Yes, he was very much being serious. There's some sort of NFT aspect to whatever he's doing. So he's making money through crypto/NFTs through whatever the fuck he's playing. Zeke or Foreman, full PPR. How? I don't know why I had so much trouble. I thought you were trying to say half, and I was going to be like, what do you mean full PPR half? But I realized you meant help. I'm going Foreman there. All right, we have hit the 30-minute mark, and for week 18, that is just fucking elite-type level of time content consummation for you guys. I can't go a minute longer on this. I really can't. We're about to hit a bye for the 5 o'clock game, for the 4:30 game. About to get after it. The place we're going's got fucking elite level nachos and chicken fingers, and they got towers of beer. Oh baby, yes. Should I drop the location? If any of the 62 people in here are from New York. All right, fuck it. We'll be at Blue Haven, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Meet us there. Bitch. Love you. Good luck in week 18. Peasants.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.